This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anthony, or Andrew, is not an Italian name at all.
What is it? Like a German name, I think? My neighbor's name is Andrew.
All right, ignorant question. Was St. Andrew an apostle? Was he in the club? Was he in the mix?
in the club? Pull those velvet ropes aside for saying it. I think he was, actually. This guy was hilarious at the Packers game. Zubaz, yoked up guy.
Just look at the what are those called?
Traps
on that guy.
He was vaping.
Looks like he's
he's vaping hard right there. He's vaping very hard. He looks like he is on something, you know, very interesting as far as a supplement. And just having the time of his life wearing Zubaz pants.
It is 5:18. Time to start your Wednesday or your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings.
Pony, I have to ask you a question here.
Yes.
Occasionally in, and I think you do a marvelous job of conceiving things to do on the show.
Yep.
People were actually asking or saying how much they loved our Fair Game with Farabaugh segment. And I said, much like a Judge Donnie name game, it's another one of your brilliant ideas.
Yep.
I give you full credit. Sometimes things don't work out and you get the Belfont snorkel from a guest. Are we far enough down the road in this segment where this guest has not answered where you are willing to tell me who it was and
well,
give up?
Sometimes I realize my area code doesn't match up with my personal cell phone number with where we are.
Mm-hmm.
So this person might see a call and think, well,
who the heck's that guy?
Right. Yeah. But we are good, actually.
Oh, we are good.
Yes.
Okay.
Malzy, for years, we did shows with John Clayton.
Yes, we did.
And John, absolutely. And John, after his great run at ESPN, became a part of the Seattle Seahawks broadcast team. He did radio broadcasts for Seattle.
Was he doing the sideline stuff for them?
I believe so. And I believe Warren Moon was also a part of those games. So very star-studded.
I mean, John
Seahawks
on the sidelines
broadcast.
Is like as good as it gets, man.
Yes.
That would have been phenomenal info he's
so expensive. I wanted to find somebody for the other side for our award-winning segment that we do from time to time when we preview a Steelers game by talking to someone who covers the other team.
Sure.
So I was astonished to see that the person who does their sideline reporting now might be related to you.
What?
Yeah.
Who?
Yes. You are Chris Muller, and their sideline reporter's first name is Jen, and I'm going to allow for her to pronounce her last name to you to see where you guys are in terms of pronunciation on your last name. First of all, Jen, how do you spell your last name?
M-U-E-L-L-E-R.
Chris, how do you spell your last name?
M-U-E-L-L-E-R.
How do you say your last name, Jen?
There's only one right way to say this, and it's Mueller. It sounds like Bueller, but with an M.
Jen, I'm going to beg to differ here and say that there is at least another right way to say this, and it's Mueller.
I'm just going to say I've been fighting for this for years. I've been fighting this battle for years, and you're not helping us.
Well, I'll tell you what.
What's going on here?
Jen, when Big Bob Mueller was doing that big investigation, it was a big boon for us Mueller types here. I mean, he really had us high up on the pecking order.
And Jen, how did you feel when former Giants, Red Sox, and Cubs third baseman just said, the hell with that? I'm going to go with Miller. Yeah. Bill Miller.
I'm kicking him out of the club, Jen.
He's totally out.
Jen, we can put a united front up there and kick Bill Miller out of the club right now. Just go M-I-L-L-E-R,
100%.
Pal. Jen,
that's exactly right.
Do you have any family roots here in Pittsburgh? Do you think there's a chance you're related to Chris?
I don't. I mean, I hope so. I'm hoping after this conversation there is, and we can say that there is, but no, sadly, I don't have any family connection to Pittsburgh.
So Jen, I just quickly looked up your background, and I think the closest thing I could come up with is you grew up in Houston, Texas, correct?
I did.
So
I did, where there's a lot of Muellers and Muellers.
Oh, yeah. Very German and Czech part
German.
Of the country.
Oh,
I didn't know
big,
that.
Central Texas barbecue, big Czech thing, grocery stores. Oh, yeah, I could go on and on. But no, my older brother, John Mueller, not Mueller, he did live in Houston about 4 years while my sister-in-law was going to grad school at Rice. So that is, unfortunately, the closest comp I can come up with. I ate a lot of kolaches down there when I would go and visit them.
That's
the best I can do.
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah. My parents live near Rice. We might as well be related.
In fact, my sister-in-law was a student bartender at that place called Valhalla that was like run by all the grad students there. I might have had a few Shiner Bucks or Lone Stars in that place.
In a bucket of beer?
Oh, 100%. Yes. So I think we're not related, Jen, but I think we've already become friends in 3 minutes here.
To be honest with you, Jen, I was hoping that this didn't happen because I wanted you to come on and say, wait a minute, there's another Mueller who's now vying for top spot among people with this last name in the sports media world. I need to vanquish him and embarrass him and maintain my spot as the number one Mueller.
Yeah, I do like to vanquish people. I'm not up for a fight on a Friday, right?
Okay.
Like, I just, you know.
Well, let's see how the game goes on Sunday. Sunday, and then maybe we can revisit that.
Yeah, exactly.
The big news appears to be in terms of things that have happened regarding this game. Mike Tomlin started his press conference on Tuesday and said the best part of Seattle's team is the secondary. The first guy he named is Devin Witherspoon. And it looks like Devin Witherspoon is not going to play against the Steelers. So, A, do you agree with that? Is Witherspoon out? And B, how big of a loss would that be for the Seahawks?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So we just talked to Seahawks head coach Mike McDonald a few minutes ago, and right now Spoon is listed as doubtful. They are going to work him out on game day to see if he might be able to go. But when you have a designation of doubtful, I mean, that you're not trending in the right direction. He is a hugely important part of the defense. But you know what I would say after rewatching that game against San Francisco? I think it's the aggressiveness of the defense in general that makes them really difficult. And DeMarcus Lawrence had a heck of a game. I mean, if you wonder what the veteran brings to the table, he was all over the place. So Spoon is a huge loss, just with his instincts and the way he plays. There is still a lot of talent on that defense, though.
Jen, were you surprised at how disruptive that front seven was against San Francisco? Because Andrew and I both watched the game either live or watched it back, and the thing that struck me was Trent Williams is going to be wearing a gold jacket 5 years after he plays his last down, and they treated him like a turnstile for most of that game. I was stunned at how good that defensive front was for Seattle.
I don't know if I was surprised. I think I was... After watching them in training camp, look, you can tell that this defense took a step forward because it's the second year under Mike McDonald. And the communication was just at such a high level. And the chippiness that practices had started to get to, you knew that they wanted to tee off on an opponent. Everybody does week one. So I think the physicality did not surprise me. It's how they just kept coming in waves, how there was really no drop-off, right? A little bit of fatigue there in the second half, which is to be expected in the first game of the season, but it just, there was no let up. And that's what Mike McDonald talks about. It's through, not around, and being the type of team that people don't want to play against. And all you have to do is look at that injury report following the game on both sides of the ball, right? Spoon's part of that one. Anybody that got nicked up, but look at how nicked up the 49ers ended up being after that game. And I think, you know, it's the effort that we saw, but it actually translated really, really well on game day.
Jen Mueller, not Mueller, is the Seahawks sideline reporter, and she joins us right now to tell us about Seattle for Sunday. DK Metcalf said this is just another game. It doesn't seem to us here in Pittsburgh that he left Seattle on bad terms. It doesn't seem to me like it's going to be one of those Aaron Rodgers situations where he says the right things, and then when he wins, he takes a crap on the Jets afterwards, Jen. But you've been there the entire time. Like, is there actually some beef to this DK Metcalf Seahawks matchup on Sunday?
Not in the Seahawks locker room. They really enjoyed being around DK. I enjoyed being around DK. Now, look, DK plays with a level of intensity and passion that you love when he is on your team. So I would anticipate things probably get a little chippy. There is going to be some chirping between him and some of his former teammates. There's probably going to be some hand fighting off the line. There's going to be some tight coverage. He and Reek Woolen used to go at it in practice. I mean, it was an all-out sort of fighting, like literal fighting. It was an all-out battle every single day. So it would not surprise me at all if those two get tangled up and it looks like it's contentious. Of course, in the heat of the moment, there's going to be a lot of emotion, but these guys in the locker room here have said nothing but good things and how fun he was to have around as a teammate.
Jen, I know that part of the reason that Seattle felt good enough to trade DK Metcalf to the Steelers was that they love Jackson Smith and Jigba, and they should. But outside of him in that passing game, who, if anybody, should the Steelers and their fans, should the Steelers fans, I should say, look at as a viable threat?
You know, that's a really interesting, you know, kind of question and thought for this week, because 58% of the targets in week one went to JSN. And when we talked to Sam Darnold about it, he said, look, I went through my reads, I went through the progressions, and my read said that the ball goes to JSN that often. And Clint Kubiak said the same thing. It certainly doesn't look like it is a balanced offense or that there is another option for weapons. I would say if the offense starts functioning or takes a step forward, starts functioning at the level that they want, which is everything, Elijah Arroyo, the tight end, is an incredible pass catcher. Torrey Horton, the rookie out of Colorado, is a speedster, and he did enough to the point where after signing Marquez Valdez-Scantling, they released him before final cutdowns. And Jake Bobo is healthy this week. He is expected to play. He's another one. I think the East Coast guys might recognize him from one of his college stops. He should be another factor that goes in there. So the offense is going to be built to run this year. That's what they want to do. And you're going to run a fullback most of the time. But there are other options. And I myself am curious to see how they get involved.
Jed, how long have you been in Seattle for?
I have been in Seattle 25 years. I have been on the Seahawks sidelines. This is year 17.
Wow.
And John Clayton was my broadcast partner for a number of years. He did the opponent sidelines. I miss JC.
Yeah, we love him too. We love John.
He loved to come on and just give me crap about Ben Roethlisberger.
Correct.
He loved nothing more.
Jen, you've been there for a quarter century. Are you familiar with a man who goes by the moniker New York Vinny, who was known as Vinny Ricchici?
I do know New York Vinny, yes.
Vinny
I'm going
came,
to say to what, something that I'm going to regret and that I'm going to be like, no, I've never heard of him before.
To what
I have no idea who you're talking about.
To what extent is his story or his telling of it or the telling of it that he had a large hand in saving the Seattle Mariners from relocation?
Because he came and worked here. He helped. He was one of the original members of this radio station, Jen.
Now, see, that one's interesting because I was not here when the Mariners were almost relocated.
Gotcha. That
and
was 95.
I always focus on the Ken Griffey Jr. part of that.
Yeah, he took the credit
for
it.
He was one of the ones. So yeah. I'm not going to dispute anything, but that was kind of before my time.
Gotcha. He also said Alex Rodriguez used to rub his belly for good luck before games. So you might want to look into
that.
That
would not surprise me at all. Yeah, that wouldn't. I don't know how to fact check that right now.
Yeah, that's a little.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to let that one go. Yeah.
All right, Jen, we appreciate you coming on. And you can do Ancestry.com and see if you and Chris are actually related sometime.
One more thing, Jen. Whoever wins, that is what name wins out. I will talk about myself like I am Chris Mueller if the Seahawks win for one day. On Monday, I will be Chris Mueller if the Seahawks win. And I'm just going to put you on the honor system that you have to, with no explanation, call yourself Jen Mueller if the Steelers win this game for one day.
Okay. That is fair enough.
Thank you, Jen.
Thanks, Jen.
Thanks for being a good sport.
All
goodbye.
Right, thanks, guys. Yep.
See ya.
Have
Follow us
one.
On
Bye.
Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net.
That was fun. Good work by you again. She was very game for that entire exercise.
And she knows Ricchici.
And
she's sounded a Vinny like fan.
She sounded like she wanted to say, yeah, Vinny didn't have nearly the hand in saving the Mariners that he would like people to believe.
I agree with you.
She also knew all the bars at Rice that I was peppering her with random Houston references, and she knew every single one
of
them.
All right, a hodgepodge is next, plus we'll give our predictions on Steelers and Seahawks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.